Me with assistance from the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard from across Australia to around the world online.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Find us on social media or email us on air at zedgamesau.net.
Hey, hi, hello, g'day. How's it going? You're hanging out on Zed Games.
Hello.
Hello.
We talk about video games. That's all we do here.
I
mean, kind of.
We're going to talk about a lot of video games. We were going to get Millie to talk about something, but she's basically died.
Yeah. She chose breathing over pushing buttons.
How dare she?
I know, it's terrible.
So rude.
My name's Jack, and I'm in studio with Tom.
Koshy.
Okay.
I have multiple identities. So I like to keep them separate.
We're using our real names now. I'm cringy.
That's better.
I'm me, Sunny.
There you go. Perfect.
I've been playing Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age. You've played a lot of Final Fantasy XII.
I played a lot when I was a wee teenager, back in the dinosaur age.
It was that long ago,
mate. I played a lot. Honestly, it's the only Final Fantasy game I've actually played, really?
Yeah.
But, yep.
You played it a lot, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all right.
A lot.
There are worse Final Fantasies to play.
Yes.
For sure. So I'm going to be talking about that. I've been playing it on Switch. I probably should clarify that as well. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age, on the go. And I guess we're just going to talk about Final Fantasy in general, because in the news, we've got an update on Final Fantasy VII Remake after 4 years.
Yeah. And yet we're going to wait how long now? Another 5?
2022?
Well, I mean, the thing is, they're talking about it as an episodic game still. So all the footage that we saw was from the beginning of the game. So we're going to get like Final Fantasy VII Episode 1.
No, Disc 1.
Yeah.
Remember when they announced it was going to be a 3-disc series?
Oh, fun. I love that.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to love that. We're going to get the first installment. It's going to be like Telltale all over again.
Like,
we're going to get Episode 1.
What's worse? Like 3 discs or 60 floppies, because like back then
60 floppies, because I don't have a computer I can use them on anymore.
Just run it from the cloud, it'll be fine.
Just stream it, man. Don't
just
worry about
it.
What if you want to download it off the PlayStation store? Then you don't have 3 discs. Bam.
Three hard
the
drives
system.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Final Fantasy VII has been re-released on literally everything. Like,
so
we make jokes about Skyrim being re-released 40 billion times, but Final Fantasy VII is on PS1, re-released on, I believe, the PS4 and Xbox One stores, and now Switch, and also your phone, and also Steam.
Vita as well. It came out in Vita.
Also Vita.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah, it's pretty much everything that you could play it on.
You can play it on PSP and PS3 as well.
Mm-hmm.
PS2 is backwards compatible. It's literally been on every console.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can run on a cheesecake at this point.
Right, it's like the new Doom.
Pretty much. It's everywhere.
Just with more sad boys, because Eris died. Lamau.
Yo, spoilers,
spoiler
I haven't
alert!
Played it.
Oh my it's God, 20 it hasn't
years.
Even come out yet!
It hasn't come out yet, why are you spoiling
that
it?
That was
come
my
on.
Favorite
it's
discourse 20. On Twitter it's this 20. Week, is people just being like, oh my God, spoilers. Everyone's
actually,
like, no.
I've got...
You don't get to play that card.
With all the spoilers that are going on in the last couple of weeks, with Endgame and Game of Thrones and all of that stuff coming through. It's like, no, Final Fantasy is the real spoiler territory we need to cover.
It sure is.
There was one other Twitter Discord that I liked a little bit more, but that's not important. What is important? The week in gaming news.
Across Australian radio and across the world online, from 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane, this is your weekly Zed Games news update. The Australian Labor Party has announced plans it will inject $25 million to reinstate the Australian Interactive Games Fund, which was cut from the federal budget by the LNP government in 2014. Labor's statement read, quote, "Under the Liberals, we have a copper broadband network that costs more and does less. Our policy and regulatory frameworks have fallen out of date, and key programs and services have been cut, including the ABC, SBS, Screen Australia, and the Australian Interactive Games Fund," end quote. The Interactive Games and Entertainment Association responded to the announcement, saying they are encouraged and grateful for this commitment from the Labor Party, who recognise that game development is an industry of the future and is worth supporting. PlayStation held another State of Play, their new online announcement livestream. Some of the smaller announcements included indie dungeon crawler Riverbond and the new Monster Hunter World expansion Iceborne. Final Fantasy VII Remake stole the show, though, with its first trailer in over 4 years. Square Enix confirmed the game will be released as a multi-part series, and the footage from this new trailer looks to be from pretty early in the game. While it has technically been in the works for 4 years, development shifted largely from external studio CyberConnect 2 to one of Square Enix's internal studios in 2017. While more info will be announced in June, Final Fantasy VII Remake is yet to receive a release date. The leading game dev conference for Oceania, Game Connect Asia Pacific, or GCAP, will be held from October 7th to 9th at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. This year's theme is Lighting the Way, exploring how the industry can work together to find safe harbour amidst the sometimes turbulent waters of game development. The General Manager of the Game Developers Association of Australia, Terry Burdack, said, quote, GCAP has always played an important role in allowing the local industry to share its thoughts and ideas. We're really excited to see what the community has to say this year, end quote. That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at ZEDGamesAU.
So Final Fantasy VII Remake got announced in 2015. And it was originally externally developed by CyberConnect, and they did like Naruto games or something. I'll double check.
Can someone confirm that for us?
Someone else vamp while I look it up.
All right. Yeah, Final Fantasy VII. So obviously when it first came out, it was its little blocky, polygony, like known for having those like little block boys. Everyone was very small and blocky. Mm-hmm. But it was a really popular game.
Yes.
Like people loved Final Fantasy.
As much as we look back on it and be like, that's funny, like how old and crappy it looks, like it was revolutionary at the time. Like you were talking about Final Fantasy III earlier.
Yeah.
Six, better known as now.
Yeah.
And it was like everything was 2D. The best that you had was like Super Nintendo graphics. Like it's like that Mode 7 where it's like kind of weirdly 3D, but it's all on, like it's a single polygon. It's kind of weird. Whereas Final Fantasy VII was like, it's like a movie.
Yeah, you can like move around and it's got animated cutscenes.
You can name your characters.
Oh, it's the best.
That was fun. Yeah. And it also had a bit of a revival in, I can't remember what year it came out, but Final Fantasy Advent Children, that movie.
Everyone's so goddamn hot.
Yeah, it's like, it's beautiful, right? It doesn't make any sense, but it's beautiful.
It's insane.
But I think that sort of like re-sparked interest in Final Fantasy VII because it was like, oh, there's this game that exists with these characters that you've been seeing. Fair. So,
So CyberConnect 2 has worked on like Naruto Shippuden, like Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, Road to Boruto, Ultimate Ninja Storm Trilogy.
I sense a theme here.
Hack GU.
Oh my god,
like,
heck.
You know, just the best, just the top tier quality of games.
Like, more Naruto Shippuden going back to 2005.
And now Final Fantasy VII.
So, they have previously worked on the Final Fantasy series. They had done Final Fantasy VII G-Bike for Android and iOS.
What on earth is that? G-Bike? What, you just drive a bike around?
Oh, please tell me it is.
I think it's like an infinite runner sort of. Maybe? I don't know, man.
On Cloud's bike, maybe?
Yeah. But I mean, there's been all sorts of like other weird phone games around Final Fantasy. So it's really a weird seeming thing.
And now now they are working on the sequel? Like, the remake, sorry?
They were.
They were.
Oh.
And then Square was like, we need to make sure that we have a stable development timeline.
Yep. Yeah.
This is a funny joke from Square Enix, who just came out with Kingdom Hearts after 10 years or however long it was.
It was more than that. Yep. Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2006? 2005 in Japan. It was 14 years it took them to get a third one out. And two, like, finished with a cliffhanger, and they were like, well, this is going to be another Kingdom Hearts game. Whoa.
We'll
and
be
then
back.
2006 or 7, they were like, we're going to bring out new games, but they're all for portable systems. So it's like Birth by Sleep, 358 Days Over 2. Oh, and Coded, which was on only Docomo, which is a Japanese telco mobile phone. It was so weird. And then 14 years later.
And then I was going to say, and then there's this little break of 14 years. And then, isn't that longer than like Duke Nukem?
Yeah, small development period.
No, I know how that turned out.
How much money they burn on that goddamn game,
man. Oh, yes. Oof. Well, how much money do you think they're burning on Final Fantasy, though? Like, this remake. Like, going between the two studios, and now they're going to be doing this whenever it's done. It's so frustrating because the story isn't going to change.
No.
It's going to be exactly the same, so they know what they're doing. So they need to either figure out the combat elements, the artistry, or the artists, whatever. Graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what else? Like, why does that take so long?
That's interesting. I wonder if they'll stick with turn-based, like that traditional turn-based system.
Not by the looks of the trailer.
Because the most recent Final Fantasy games have been a little bit more...
like, action.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the 15 is the full
contemporary.
Action.
Contemporary.
Less turn-based, which, like, not there are a lot of people who love turn-based games, and power to you, but I hate them. I cannot stand. I want to get in there. I want to hit something.
But Persona, though. But Persona's so good.
I like to watch my girlfriend play Persona. She loves the turn-based games. Yeah. That's fine.
See, I just love the visual novel side of Persona. I don't care at all for the fighting, which is why I follow so many heckin' Persona artists on Twitter and have not finished Persona 5. Because, like, Persona 5 takes 90 years.
Mm. Mm. 90 hours to beat. Mm. Yep.
Like, it's insane.
Same with Final Fantasy.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, a little bit less.
Actually, good point.
Which is why, like, it works when it's on a portable platform. Like, Final Fantasy... I'll get to Final Fantasy 12 a bit later. But Final Fantasy, like, 7, 8, and 9 were on PSP.
Yep.
10, 2 were on Vita, right? Yep. Persona 3 and 4 were on PSP and Vita. Persona 5, when we got that Persona 5 Scramble, it's a Musou game. You guys love those. And we're like, No.
I just need
this Persona 5 on a portable.
Please.
Also, we're putting Joker in Smash, so there you go. Bye.
That's close enough. Yoot.
Which I love. Kirby gets a gun. Love it, love it, love, love, love.
All the Kirby love. Yep.
We thought it was a joke at the beginning, and now we're like, oh no, okay, Joker and Smash is actually pretty good.
Apparently that's not even the craziest combination that they've got. When they said that Joker and everyone's like losing their minds, like Nintendo and that were like, actually, there's better than that we've got coming. You just stay tuned. And I was like,
oh, that's exciting.
How far can you go with that? Like, it's...
I feel like Master Chief.
I was thinking, yeah, oh no.
Goku. Oh no.
I was thinking Solaire, actually, from Dark Souls. Because they did the Dark Souls to Switch.
And they had an amiibo. Yeah,
and
yeah,
he's got the Praise the Sun, which
does
could
that
be
mean
like
Skyrim's on Switch. You could have like the dragons.
Were there any characters in Skyrim that anyone remembers?
Only the two guys that were in charge of the opposing side.
That, like, help you out at the beginning of the game. Yeah.
What's his name? Ulfric Stormcloak. Just shows up in Smash.
It's
can
like
you
started.
Imagine?
Yeah.
Dovahkiin. Jeez. Just Dovahkiin. He's just a guy. He's just like, Fusroda. And you're like, oh.
You just shout
game.
I love that.
Blows off stage.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy 15 took years and years to come out. Like, it got announced in 2006 and then it was released in 2015? 16.
And there was a lot of issues with it. They had to patch it and patch it and patch it.
Yeah.
Like
it was a good year.
It was released before
after,
it was ready.
I mean, look, for what it's worth, I reviewed it when it came out and I was like, look, it's not going to set the bar like other Final Fantasy games have more than 10 years ago, but it's a competent JRPG.
Right.
It just kind of got better and better and better because, like, it's you know, a live service game, right? So they just kept patching the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But we didn't hear anything about that between 2006 or 7 and 2014, I think. So that was ages. So there's a good track record of, like, Square announcing stuff and being like, it's vaporware. I honestly...
And then leaving.
And just, bye.
Bye.
Tetsuya Nomura, bye.
What does he do?
I
he's immortal.
Nothing, as it turns out. It took 14 years. Anyway, I am kind of putting... If I was a betting man, I would be putting money on Final Fantasy VII becoming vaporware.
Oh... How much are you willing to lay down on that? We have a futurized bet.
So I got $44 in my account, Tom. Like,
sick. All or nothing. All or nothing.
All or nothing.
Put it down.
Put it down.
All of it.
I got to pay rent tomorrow, so.
I don't know. I think it's going to be. When they originally announced it's going to be they did the 3-disc thing. I don't know if that's still going to be a thing, though. Like, imagine waiting.
I don't think that was the remake. I think that was just the original game.
No, but they.
It's episodic.
It's really not.
It's no. I mean, like,
Telltale.
The remake is but the way that they're releasing it is episodic, because if they released it all in one go, it would take literally 15 years.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll give you a little bit of a game that you played 15 years ago, and
that's
then you can
I mean.
Get the rest later.
Why, though? That's so annoying. Why
because
do a remake in parts?
They don't have any competent project managers.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense. Yeah.
Yep. So, I still think, the entirety of my bank account, $44, whatever.
Yep.
Put
easy
it down.
Peasy.
Vaporware. You're hanging out on Zed Games. My name's Jack. Koshi and Caitlin are in studio.
Yes.
I'm here too.
I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age. Now, Caitlin.
Yes.
You played a heck load of this game.
Yeah.
How did you focus on this as a 14-year-old? I don't understand.
I really enjoyed playing video games when I was younger, and I would just, like, literally set up my beanbag in the middle of my lounge room, tune out my dad telling me to do the dishes, and play Final Fantasy XII.
Beautiful.
It's an interesting time in your life. Coming of age,
yeah,
story.
Yeah. I was a grot. I was a gremlin. But...
Beautiful.
I remember loving this game. I loved how beautiful all the different areas. I loved how many different areas they were. And I think it was one of the first really big open RPG, like open world RPGs that I ever played.
It is very open.
Yeah. Goodness. And I, like I've talked about it on here before, I friggin' love open world RPGs. So I think it probably sparked a bit of that love.
Mm.
Yes. It's a beautiful game. It's a big game. Big.
But there are also some characters that I feel a little bit conflicted about.
Okay, who?
So,
tell me.
Final Fantasy XII is on Switch now, in case I might not have mentioned that. It originally released on PS2 in 2006-ish, I feel. Mm. And then it's re-released on PS4, Xbox One, PC, and now Switch. You can play it on the go. I almost immediately switched the voiceover to Japanese.
Yeah, I played it in English, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
so,
so yes. Like... Penelo just seems pretty wishy-washy.
I like her boots, but that's about it. And
that's
her
true.
Hair.
Yeah, her boots
are cute.
Yeah.
The best character feature.
They go
is
up
their
almost
clothing.
Up to like their knee. Like it just keeps going. Like the boot just doesn't
She's
stop.
Very much like that Japanese trope of childhood friend.
Look, she feels very white mage, and that's exactly why I gave her white mage the second I could. Because I was like, get him.
Sometimes it just suits the character.
Right? Yeah,
the class. Yeah.
Also, Fran's voice actor is a little bit. I don't want to say forced, but it's very different to everyone else's voice actors, or just presentation in general.
Mm.
Vaughn is whatever. Vaughn, like, as a lead...
He's there.
As a lead...
in his metal pants.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Balthier, though.
Balthier's
oh, my God.
Thing.
I love Balthier.
Boy.
He's so sassy.
Yeah.
And also not useless in battle, which
no,
is
he's great.
Really nice. The plot of Final Fantasy XII. Let's talk about that for a little bit. It's basically Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Bit of like, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, this is where I feel like Final Fantasy really started taking a lot of influence from, like, more Western media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Final Fantasy XIII screams of, like, Western influence.
And it shows, and it's horrible, and I hate it.
Parts
and
of
I
it
want
are
horrible.
Parts of
No, it's all horrible.
I know you hate Hope, but parts of it are okay.
Just, it's all bad.
You really hate Hope, though, don't you?
I really hate Hope.
Do you hate Hope more than Vanille?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And that's saying something,
that's
because
saying
Vanille
something.
Was terrible, but at least they still had, like, an optimistic outlook on life, kind of, where Hope was just
Hope
depressing
was
the entire time. And
oh.
Someone who's, like, you know, positivity all the time, it's like, God, this is
so
a downer.
His name is an oxymoron?
Hope.
Yeah, that too. And I was like, your
no
name
hope.
Is Hope. You're cool literally
square,
the opposite.
Cool.
Why?
I will say, like, it's kind of nice to have a main character that, back in 2006, like, the trope was to have a very, go and get him, like, lead.
Let's do it.
That is
yeah.
just dumb.
Yeah.
Super dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't, like, question anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, like, context, Vaughn's brother dies in a war.
Yeah, it happens literally
it's the
as
first
soon cutscene. As you start the game.
Yeah. So
it's very sad.
That happens. And then later on, you see the character who you think kills him.
Yeah.
And Vaughn gets angry.
Yeah.
He, like, actually lashes out and is ready to, like, have a go at Barsh. Yeah. And honestly, I would have a go at Barsh as well. But.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the big hair, right?
Yeah, big hair. Yeah,
yeah. That man.
Big head
and he looks like
him.
A skeleton.
So weird.
Yeah, let's talk about the abs for a second, hey? What are those
the
cardboard...
Abs are weird! Oh, it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen when people, like, contour their abs on.
That's
or they,
literally
like,
what's happening.
Take a stencil and they just, like, airbrush abs on. It literally looks like that.
That's
it looks
exactly
like they have, like...
I've done that before.
Weird tan and just, like, dark brown eyeshadow abs. It's very weird. It's
yeah.
funny.
It's, like, kind of, like, we've got the Switch in studio and you can kind of see...
Bread.
Oh, no.
It literally
it's
looks
horrible.
Like the six packs of bread that you get at Woolies. Oh my god.
It's so good. It's the best.
It is really not. It is just the thing disappointing. Is, though,
it's even more...
the most disappointing abs.
It's 2006.
It's like even more disappointing on the PS4 version because it's in... Like, the textures aren't as blurry. So you see, like, super well-defined cardboard abs. And you're like, what is happening here?
What's I remember it on, like, my giant hunk of a PlayStation 2. I remember...
Oh, the thick boy. Ooh.
Yeah, seeing the abs and being like, well, okay.
Oh, g'day. What's going on here?
Oh my god, but I mean, how I would like to know actually, graphics wise, how it stands up, because obviously on the PlayStation 2 it was very full on graphics wise because there was so much detail. It was really, really beautiful, but we've come so far as far as...
And preface that with, is it a port or is it a remaster?
I think port would probably be a better description.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool. So it's like there have been a few quality of life improvements, which I think are really important.
Cool.
As far as visually, this was towards the end of the PS2's lifespan. Yes. So this released in 2006, and I... Oh, yeah, 2006 sounds right. So it was literally the year the PS3 launched. That meant that the developers knew what they were working with. They knew how to really push. And as such, there are parts of it that I think have kind of been... cleaned up a little bit in the port as well. So the porting developers have kind of made it so that the level of detail stuff, so when you walk away from something, you'll see the low quality version kind of like pop in.
I don't
see that in the Switch version. It's gone entirely because the Switch is powerful enough to render everything in, you know, quote high def, right? So the higher quality of everything is there, which is good. I think also animation is the thing that kind of ages the least gracefully.
Yes.
I think Final Fantasy X is a good example of that.
Yeah.
That is a non-issue here. Animation, while it can be a little bit stilted because obviously like there's only so much room on a DVD to kind of make do back then.
Yeah.
It holds up really, really well. As far as the Switch specifically, it is a little bit softer. So... on the PS4, you're running it like a full HD. So if you've got like a regular like 1080p TV, crisp.
Awesome.
On the Switch, it's a little bit of a lower resolution, but it's, I think the best way to describe it would be it's a smooth presentation.
Okay. And
it's
is that in docked?
Jagged.
Or is
that's
that,
docked, yeah.
That's well docked. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So it looks smooth on the TV. When you take it out of the dock, on the Switch screen, because it's obviously a lot smaller, you can tell that it's still not rendering native, so it is a little bit lower resolution than the 720p.
Sure.
I believe there's been like a little bit of investigation as to what it is, and it's basically running at like our standard definition, so it's 576i.
Right.
Or P. Australia's messed up like that.
Yeah, we're a bit weird.
But even on the Switch screen, it looks better than it did on PS2, and it looks appropriate for what you're holding.
Sure.
Also, these environments are huge.
They're massive.
Like, it's not as... the scale and the quality... is not up to Zelda, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
That is gold Switch standard.
Sure.
It does it so well. Yeah. Oh my god, it does it so well.
It's gorgeous.
How does it put that in a...
How did the Wii U do it?
Poorly.
Rip, F, Wii U. Yeah. but I think that it holds up really, really well on the Switch.
Cool.
We haven't really spoken much about gameplay. So, it's not an action game. It is... but I wouldn't really call it a turn-based game either. Like, you are basically waiting for your turn to... like, it's you're not waiting for your turn. Like, basically, every action you do has a timer.
Yeah.
So it's probably closer to, like, an MMO kind of approach where you have casting...
global cooldowns and stuff?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except it's on everything.
Right.
So everyone has to kind of, like, make sure that you're not just spamming the hell out of everything.
Yeah.
Like, it takes time to cast.
Because then everyone's on cooldown, and then you can do nothing while they...
yeah,
do their bits.
It was also kind of funny. There was a thing in the PS2 version. You couldn't have more than a certain number of spells on the PS2 at once because then it would bog down.
Yeah.
So you had to like wait for all the spells to stop and then you could do yours. That's gone, fortunately, because we're playing on the Switch now.
Yeah, good. Good upgrade.
But yeah, it's... I think that it works well for kind of just dungeon crawling because a lot of what you're doing is dungeon crawling. You're going through
absolutely.
Like mines and deserts and like these... So, like some are really wide open, but that some are a little bit more like labyrinthian, I guess. There are a lot of treasure chests and a lot of like sort of nooks and crannies to poke around in. So you don't get bored. Yeah. It's not like Final Fantasy 13.
I was just about
down,
to say.
Yeah, so it's not like down the corridor and you're screeching being like, I've heard this footprint 50 million times. I can't do it anymore.
The one sound bite of just a horse clopping down the road. And then it's like, next scene.
It.
6-second loading screen. You're like,
and
sick.
Again.
And then we do it again. Oh, there's one diversion to the left. God. That's definitely a treasure chest. Thank you. All right, keep
and
going.
And then back on the
clop, clop, clop. Oh, there's a random encounter. This is great. Oh, Final Fantasy 13.
Also, God instead damn. Of in 13, where you have the separate field and the battle sections, yep. it's all the same thing in Final yes. Fantasy 12.
Oh, cool.
So there aren't
you
any
see
like
the enemies.
Yeah, you're yeah. not like it's not a random encounter. But yep. there's no separate battle screen either. So you just straight up
yep.
walk to the enemy and you start casting and you start attacking and it's
sweet.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that MMO type feel. They're yeah. just yeah. there. Okay, yeah. cool.
I will say the biggest improvement over the original PS2 version is the fact that you can fast forward the game.
This is emulator status right now.
Well, I mean, they did it on the PS2 as well, actually.
Oh, cool.
It's, yeah, it blew my mind they did that. They
Turbo mode.
It, pretty much. Yeah. Like, it just frame skipped, so you basically get half the frame rate, which is hilarious.
Yes.
But on Switch, you have a x2 or a x4 multiplier.
Ooh,
if
okay.
you set that to x2 and then you set the battle speed to max, you pretty much breeze through battles.
That's awesome.
Because I'm still kind of early-ish in the game. It's a long game.
There's a lot of grinding.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
grinding.
Level up.
Speeding that up by 2 or 4 times
mm-hmm,
helps a lot.
Amazing.
Obviously, you can't like speed through like cutscenes or anything. You can skip cutscenes. Like it's contemporary enough that it kind of holds up in that respect.
Good.
Should you buy it on Switch though?
No.
I don't know. Have you got another console?
I mean, I am a PS4 gal.
Do it.
My Jeff has a Switch, and I like the Switch, but I'm very much like. You know, I've had a PS2,
devoted to
3,
PS4.
4.
Yeah,
is it
I
on PC?
Love playing
it is on
my
PC
PlayStation.
As well.
But yeah, PC, that would be interesting.
Because it's a full price game. Like, it's like, what, 60, 70 bucks?
Yeah.
On Switch and Xbox One, it's a recent release. So that's why.
Yeah.
On PS4 and PC, it's been out for quite a while. So you can probably find it a fair bit cheaper on sale.
But do you like the portability of it? Like because
I love
you've
the portability.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Like because it's such a big world, do you feel like you can pick it up and put it down, and it works well?
It also is kind of nice because it has autosave. So when you go from like area to area, it autosaves.
Sweet.
But in the absence of that, you're like, well, I don't just want to like be in the middle of an area and lose my progress.
Yeah.
Switch sleep mode. You just hit that sleep button, and then you take it out of the dock like 2 days later, and you're like, okay, cool, let's keep going.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
Love that.
PS4 has like the rest mode. I never use mine because I unplug mine a bunch.
I mean, yeah, I will generally always save and close my games.
Yeah.
Because
so
I turn it down.
Wait, did I save? Save. Close game.
So
you want to save and quit?
You
yes.
can't save anywhere.
Yes.
You can't save anywhere. You have to specifically go from one area to another for it to auto. Save
right.
or have a crystal. So
yes, I remember that.
That's
that,
a little
actually.
Bit dated, but the autosave, even though it's not really shown off that much, when you go to load your save, I've actually not closed the game since I booted it up like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So like I haven't actually seen a whole lot of save stuff, but yeah, you can just pick up from the last autosave and it's basically the same thing.
That's good.
So look, if you don't want to have to deal with saving or worrying about any of that stuff, although mind you, my Switch used to crash at games quite a fair bit, get it on Switch. If you don't have a Switch and you have a PS4 or an Xbox One or a PC, it is basically the same game on all of those things.
Yeah.
Big old RPG. A big old RPG.
A big old RPG. Yes. I honestly am so upset that not more people played this. More people
know,
didn't play this.
And people are sort of like, oh yeah, Final Fantasy XII. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like it's...
And they have this affinity for Final Fantasy X, and I'm like, it's not good.
It's not that good. Please get over it.
I'll cop some flack for it, because I don't really have a lot of affinity for a lot of the older ones that people do.
Me either.
But it was kind of like, you had to be there to,
yeah.
to really get it.
Yeah.
If you weren't, you're not going to really enjoy a whole lot of X backward.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy XII is contemporary enough that you can jump in.
Absolutely. And like... I feel like I'm poster child for that because I had not played any Final Fantasy before I started playing it and I jumped in and I loved it and it was one of my favorite games when I was younger. So, yeah, definitely you can jump in. It has its whole individual story like all the other Final Fantasy games.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know anything going in. Nope. And, yeah, it's good. Also wanted to touch on the fact that in the Final Fantasy XII that I played when I was younger, there was a gambit system where you could set up all of the...
Basically AI for your characters,
yeah.
but you set what the conditions are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
They've updated that, you were saying before.
Little bit.
Yeah.
So the licenses they updated.
Yeah.
Gambits, you have like different decks of gambits now, actually. Mm. So you can have like a boss gambit and then a dungeon gambit, which
Ooh.
Is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, that's just an example. You have three different decks, so you can kind of customize. With the license board, I probably should mention that. Yeah, the way that you get skills in Final Fantasy XII is a bit different as opposed to the original PS2 release.
Mm-hmm.
In the original, pretty much everyone had the same license board and they just started from different points. And then you end up building out through the game and you have this massive F-off level of skills.
Yep.
In the Zodiac Age, you have to choose a job for each character. And that can kind of go both ways. It can be a little bit difficult sometimes because you might have a lot of skills, but you might have high... Like, you might be a good tank. You need to specialize your characters.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is kind of the exception is the Red Battle Mage, which is kind of a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
So you have magic, you have skills, you have all of these different things. You have okay attack and defense, so you're not useless without magic.
Yep.
Hard cut to black mage.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And you get given a bunch of AoE skills very early on in the game as well, which makes it way easier to breeze through.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely feels like cheating. Definitely.
I don't mind that though. Easy mode.
So that has changed a little bit as well. So there, I think there are a lot of changes for. So yeah, if you played Final Fantasy XII originally, it's worth jumping into because there have been enough changes and enough quality of life improvements that it is worth jumping back in.
Sweet.
If you have never played Final Fantasy XII or a Final Fantasy game, and Final Fantasy XV looks a little bit
too camp.
Yes, that's the... No, this is quite camp. This is quite camp.
It's camp.
I don't know. Both Final Fantasy...
Is it enough camp, though? Maybe this is enough camp, but Final Fantasy XV
is pretty camp.
Yeah.
If you wanted to... If Final Fantasy XV isn't camp enough for you, you get 12. Do that.
Tagline.
Yes. Yep. Fabulous pirates and bunny ladies wearing G-strings. Love it, love. Love, 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 love.
You have my interest.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Fran.
Yeah.
There are a few other characters that we didn't mention, but there are a lot of them, and most of them are pretty good. Pinello's a little bit wishy-washy, but when the most offensive you get is wishy-washy, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, it's fine.
You guys wanted to talk... We've got a little bit of time left. You wanted to talk a little bit about other Final Fantasy stuff?
MMOs, I guess. Like,
11 and 14.
Yeah. I didn't play much of 11.
No, don't.
That was... I heard it was just terrible mess.
Well, I mean, it was an MMO on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that's probably why. But Final Fantasy 14...
God.
I can just see the face of horror right now.
Did you play the original 14 or A Realm Reborn?
I played A Realm Reborn.
Yeah.
That's when I started because I had other people jump in. Everyone's like, oh, they're remaking it. It's like
I was
updating
playing
it. It's so good.
As I dropped out of uni, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's so pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, and I came from WoW. Beautiful. Like I played WoW since Burning Crusade and Wrath of Lich King. So I jumped in and I was like, oh, this is looking a bit dated. It's a bit boring. Let's try something else. I tried, jumped around for a bit. And then Final Fantasy 14, Realm Reborn came out and I was like, this is really pretty, and you can... It's so accessible. You can have one character, and you can do 17 different classes, and you don't have to worry about it. You just refarm some areas, and you're all good.
Yep.
Oh, music to my ears. And it's still a subbed game. It was like the one game I was like, you know what? I'll spend $15 for...
I did for a while as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like... The different classes you mentioned, that's good that you can jump between different jobs. So you're not locked into a single job.
Yeah.
Because with the single, if you're paying the 15 or 20 month, $20 a month sub, you only get, I think, one or two character slots. So you can't get multiple characters doing multiple things. That's fine. You just change jobs with your main character.
Sure.
Yeah. The only thing that you change if you want a new character is like maybe a different server or a different race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And it doesn't really give you that many advantages because you can just play the character. And then if you play certain classes to certain levels, you unlock new classes.
Ooh.
So I think it's like you can be, I kind of remember, but you can be like a warrior and a paladin, and then you become like a bigger tanky character, so you can specialize in raids.
Yeah,
later.
That's true. You've got to be level 30 in both or something.
Exactly,
yeah,
and then you make it your higher up character. So you can specialize, or you can just switch, and it's on the fly. You don't have to, you know, go to some guy and pay 17 bazillion gold and have the right rep in this reputation faction. You just do it.
Yeah.
It's
also,
so good.
If you're a fantasy race nerd and you're like, I gotta play like an elf in every single game. There are elves. They're kind of, whatever. Humans are kind of, whatever.
There's cat boys.
Makote. Makote. Oh, yeah, the Lalafell.
Little baby as well.
Yeah, but they're okay. But there's cat boys.
Cat
boys. Makote is... God, I love them so much. And
they
also
dance around in skimpy little clothing.
In the original 14, it was only females could play as Makote, which was infuriating. But now, you can play as male or female. But now they've basically done that with the Viera, which is like those bunny ears like Fran.
Yeah, so Viera, though, is it just that it's just a female race? Or if you're...
It's a just female race, yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
want to
have a male race.
You can be a lady Viera. Like,
you got your cat boys. Take your cat boys.
I don't know.
All right, fine.
Did see a lot of discord of that on Twitter, and I was just kind of like, Viera have always been an all-female race. We can have something.
Okay, fine. I'll take my Makote.
You've got your Catboys, all right? Maybe they'll come out with, like, Fox Boys later or something. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
It's Final Fantasy. Happen, they just do whatever they want, and everyone's like, yes. Like, it's fine.
We are rapidly running out of time. So I'll leave you with some beats. This one is from the Final Fantasy XII soundtrack. This is the Salica Wood. Such a good song, mm-hmm. dude. Yeah. God, the soundtrack is so good. And there are reorchestrated versions in the remake, so you can listen to it. And just... Oh, it's so good.
Get lost in the nostalgia.
Next week, something's going to happen. We don't have a plan. We definitely don't have a plan for this week, really.
Talk about BAM.
We can talk about BAM.
Yeah, BAM,
all the
Jack's
fighting game nonsense.
Going on holiday.
I will be watching it. You'll be there.
Did you say I'm going on holiday?
Kind of.
No.
Jack's going to work.
I'm going to work.
working, drinking.
Flying to Melbourne. That's all it is.
Please just eat some good food for me.
Drink some good coffee.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of sushi and ramen.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And croissant.
Croissant.
Go to the croissant place.
Look, there
croissant.
Are a lot of pastry places in Melbourne that I want to go. This is Salica Wood from Final Fantasy XII. We love and appreciate you. See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.